Well, fresh clashes are up between Israeli forces and Palestinians in several areas in the occupied West Bank. A Palestinian has been shot dead in the northern city of Tul Karem during a protest against Israeli atrocities in Gaza. Clashes also erupted at the entrance of the Israeli-run Ofer prison in the village of Betunia during protests against Israel's military operation in Gaza. In East Jerusalem al-Quds, Israeli forces arrested at least two Palestinians during a pro-Gaza demonstration. Similar protest rallies were also held in Hebron al-Khalil and in Bethlehem. The Red Crescent says at least 39 Palestinian protesters were injured by live ammunition and rubber bullets fired by Israeli forces during clashes throughout the West Bank. UN figures show at least a dozen Palestinians have been killed and some 600 others wounded in pro-Gaza demonstrations in the West Bank since July the 23rd. To get the latest on that situation, we're now joined by Nell Burton, Press TV's correspondent, who is joining us live now from Ramallah. Nell, what is the latest?
Well, first of all, I'll start where I was today, and that's outside of a prison near Ramallah. This is an Israeli prison which is holding majority Palestinian inmates. Hundreds of Palestinians marched outside of the prison. We were there at the time. I was actually stopped myself by an Israeli sniper and not allowed to film from certain areas. So it was extremely intimidating, actually, towards the press as well. The Israeli army began by shooting directly towards the Palestinians, who were relatively non-violent from the beginning. They were shooting tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. And then by the end of it, we heard them shooting live bullets, which caused actually dozens of injuries in the end. The most significant, actually two actions that took place today, one was in Tul Karem, where 7,000 people marched against the Israeli occupation and the continued bombardment of the Gaza Strip and obviously the civilian casualties. They believe as though they're really killing their family and their friends there. The Israelis took very punitive measures against the Palestinians there. They shot directly into the crowd using live ammunition and caused the death of one 23-year-old man when they shot him directly in the heart. I've also just got news now that there was clashes in Safa, which is a village just outside of Ramallah. One person was shot dead there. So far, that's two people killed today. In Hebron, also known as Al-Khalil, thousands of people demonstrated throughout the region, particularly in the city center. Once again, punitive measures taken against them by the Israelis, which isn't unusual, particularly in Hebron, where the occupation is actually at its most fierce. So they were using live bullets. But we're really seeing a trend now in the West Bank where the Israelis feel that it's legitimate. Even if it's a non-violent demonstration, when they want to break it up, they will just start shooting into the crowd. And for the first time ever in outside of a prison, I've been there many times filming demonstrations, it completely cleared the area when they began shooting live ammunition, because Palestinians now know that they're not aiming at their feet. They're aiming directly at them. They're shooting to kill. So it's obviously becoming problematic to continue these demonstrations without bloodshed.
And Nell, also tell us, I believe all of this intensifying protest movement would be putting a lot of pressure on the likes of Mahmoud Abbas and the PA as well.
Well, there is a significant amount of pressure on the Palestinian Authority. They've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. They recently sent Saeb Erekat, the chief negotiator for the Palestinian Authority, to Qatar. Now, the idea is that they would begin to broker a deal that dealt with all Palestinian factions, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad. And they were going to present this to their mediators in Cairo. But it seems now as though the biggest issue is that the lead mediators, which includes the United States, the United Nations, and also Egypt, just cannot be trusted, particularly from the US, where there's a very clear bias. When Palestinians die, the United States will immediately begin talking about the Israeli security, even though we've now had 1,500 deaths, mostly civilians in Gaza, and only three civilians actually on the Israeli side. Yet they say that the Israelis continue to defend themselves. It seems as though the Palestinian Authority are really stuck between a rock and a hard place. They've tried to broker one unilateral ceasefire after another. They're failing at it. And now the Palestinians are essentially turning against them, saying, you need to do more. You need to speak to your own people. And you need to openly condemn this as a massacre.
Okay, Nell, as always, thanks very much for that.